children running through the clover, baskets bright with painted tones, laughing in the springtime morning, fields they've always known. Past the steeple, past the creature, past the cross above the room, all the world is hunting eggs beside an empty tomb. The preacher smiles and waves the people. Parents plait and children run. No one asks the ancient question of the lamb and what was done. For the table once was set with the bread and bitter wine, but the memory grew dim somewhere down the line. Painted 18 empty songs, editions handed down so long, but somewhere in the upper room, the lamb looked past the tomb. Not in games the children play, not in customs men assume, but in the blood that marked the door before the empty tomb. The prophets warn the people, do not learn the nation's ways, do not bow to borrowed altars, do not walk their feast days. But the voices of the many drown the ancient truth again, and the lamb was soon forgotten in the traditions of men. Painted eggs and empty songs, traditions handed down so long, but somewhere in the upper room, the lamb looked past the tomb. Not in games the children play, not in customs men assume, but in the blood that marked the door before the empty tomb. Yet a remnant still remembers what the scriptures plainly say, that the lamb was slain at Passover on the 14th day. Not the feasts of human choosing, not the customs men assume, but the land whose blood was shed before the empty tomb. It's not about fertility, rabbits or painted eggs. So remember what was written, remember what was said. The lamb was slain at Passover. The blood, the wine, the bread. Painted eggs and empty songs, traditions handed down so long, but the ancient word still stands, written not by human hands. And the lamb who once was slain still calls his scattered ones back to where the story starts.